Okay, brothers and sisters, this is Eric. Thank you for joining me. So in this video, I'd like to present an alternative, you know, another possible scenario for peace and safety. When the Hamas war broke out 2 to 3 months ago, I put forth the theory and I speculated that a two-state solution is the only way to go about achieving peace and safety in the region, okay? And that Netanyahu is in the way, and somehow he will be forcibly removed, either through an internal revolt within Israel or through some clever political maneuvering. Now, and there is another scenario that I've carefully considered over the past couple of days. And that is, what if a two-state solution is not the way that it will cause them to save peace and safety? Because we know what is going to happen, we just do not know how it's going to happen. So a two-state solution is one of the possible scenarios that is going to cause them to save peace and safety. Alright? But see, the end goal of the enemies of Israel is that they want Israel to return to the pre-67 lines. Okay? So if it is not going to be a mutual agreement that they're going to come to, now the other possible scenario is that what if Israel surrenders in the face of intensifying attack coming from Hezbollah? In fact, over the past couple of days, we have seen an intensifying, in fact, for the past 1 week, we have seen Hezbollah step up their attacks. You see, but they have not gone full force yet. And I think the reason why they have not gone full force is because it is still the fasting month. And they've got another 12 to 13 more days to go. So when the fasting month ends for the Muslims, right, then Hezbollah may actually go full force. Now, when that happens, Israel may not be able to fend off the thousands of rockets coming from Hezbollah if that is what they choose to do. Why? Because the US has just in the recent days abstained from voting, from vetoing against the UN resolution that had just been passed, for Gaza ceasefire. So the UN just passed a resolution, you know, that there should be a ceasefire. So in other words, what they're trying to say is that if Israel continues with the attacks, it would be considered illegal, right? And that's how disgusting it is, right? And this is the reason why this will embolden Hezbollah to step up their attacks. So if you've got a few thousand rockets coming into Israel, Israel will not be able, the IDF will not be able to fend off the attacks because, number one, they don't have enough Iron Dome batteries that are supplied by the US, right? And secondly, they don't have so much money because they are so drained by the Hamas war, right? I'm sure they still have money, but I think it's more of the equipment. So I think these things are not looking good for Israel, and that's why they're about to get into trouble. And I think the main reason for that is that, you know, while some of the IDF soldiers saw the hand of the God of the Bible in their victory against Hamas, however, not all of them gave credit to the Messiah that they have rejected. That is why they're about to enter into Jacob's trouble soon. That's when God is going to deal with them again. And in fact, this is quite a consistent pattern. You know, the consistent pattern of how Israel gets dispossessed, how they lose their land and then they come back into their land again. So there's this back and forth. And the only reason why that happens is that because they reject the God of the Bible, right? And then when after Jesus came, they continue with their rebellion by rejecting the Messiah that had been prophesied by the Old Testament prophets, all right? They do not see this, they did not see Jesus as a prophet, the prophesied Messiah. And it will take Jacob's trouble, and it may even take a war, you know, for them to come to their senses. Okay, and so the other possible scenario, so back to the point that I'm trying to make, is that so the other scenario apart from a two-state solution, right, is that they will be forced into conceding Jerusalem, okay, either by a revolt within the IDF, all right, because when Hezbollah goes full force, they got to make some kind of decision, right? And they may decide. And you know, Netanyahu is not the kind that is going to give up, right? So maybe there will be an internal revolt, and they are going to go against the commands of their, you know, commander-in-chief, Netanyahu, and they're going to surrender, thus fulfilling Revelation 11. Because Revelation 11 tells us that the holy city shall they trod underfoot by the Gentiles for 42 months. So this is the other scenario which we see playing out right now. Because for those of you who have been following the news, the war between Hezbollah and Israel has already started. And it is intensifying. And Hezbollah may really go full force after the fasting month ends. That's when their soldiers will have more energy, because after the fasting month ends, they'll be eating, they'll be drinking, right? And then so they will have the energy to go all the way, to go full force. And maybe the other possible scenario that will actually lead them to say peace and safety, right? Okay, is when the enemies of Israel conquer Jerusalem. And then God is going to deal with both Israel, both rebellious Israel, and also the cocky enemies of Israel. And that will happen, and that's what the Great Tribulation is for. So that the God of Israel, right, will be glorified in the eyes of the heathens. Okay? So, they're going to try one more time during the Great Tribulation, during the tribulation period, in the God Magog war, you know, and this time around, you know, the Jews will finally see the hand of God, right? Now they don't, and that's why they are going into trouble, right? And this has every, and of course there is a connection between this scenario and the fact that there will be a great American eclipse, because of US's withdrawal militarily, financially, and even equipment-wise. And so God is displeased, okay, extremely displeased with what the US administration is doing. So the omen is actually, and so the Great American Eclipse, I believe, right, is an omen. It is a sign from God. It is a warning from God, you know, that judgment is about to come upon the whole world, all right, in the form of the Great Tribulation. Of course, we are raptured before that. In fact, I have theorized that there could even be the big one before the rapture. Okay, you can watch some of my older videos if you wish to, right? But things are quickly accelerating, and I believe that there is a very good possibility that we could be raptured sometime during Passover, right? So let's just see what happens. Come, Lord Jesus.